Yeah, I think we had enough issues and drama and obstacles this year that most times span the length of five seasons. We had them all in one, so it was very challenging. So when you say, can you drill down on any specific thing? Yes, several of them. And that's what we're doing right now is we're debriefing. We're going through our normal off-season process of exit interviews. Everybody's looking themselves in the mirror, myself included. When you go through a season like this, do you look back and say, could have we done things differently? Of course you do. You're human, and when you're not having success the way you want, you have to do that. If not, then I think you're a little silly and foolish to not try to identify where things went wrong. A big thing is, and these are hard facts and reality, is we had 11 different offensive line combinations this year. We never had more than three games in a row, the same offensive line. That continuity is more important than I think people realize. You know, as a comparison, in Ottawa in 2015, when we go to the Grey Cup, we had the same offensive line the whole year. Mm-hmm. That's huge. Those are little things that I think outside of this building aren't recognized that have major implications on the continuity of an offense. You talk about different quarterbacks. You know, Taylor Cornelius is the first true rookie quarterback to play this many games, ironically, since Ricky Ray in 2002. Same organization, same jersey number. So 8 games as a true rookie quarterback without a preseason. We did the math from the time he actually became the starter. His total practices, I believe, were 12 and a half. So you get 12 and a half full practices to have starter reps when you don't have a preseason and you're the incumbent starter gets 80% of them at training camp. These are all things that go into play, and they're mechanisms that create some challenges. So when you ask what things happened, several things. Was COVID a bit of an issue? Was that a challenge? Yeah, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. I don't think it splintered the team. I think it actually galvanized us for the Calgary game, certainly. And I'm along with everybody else. The bus ride back from Calgary, we're 2-2. We got 2 in a row. You know, I thought we were just hitting the trajectory that we wanted to take us going this way for the rest of the year. Obviously, that didn't happen. So we're identifying everything we can right now to see what went wrong and what we need to do to correct all those things.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.